day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 9 telemarketers.
G'day, mate. This is Colin Jones. Are you wanting greater call rates?
8 Bollywood films, 7-11 workers, 6 IT graduates, 5 Indian games. Oh, Hare Krishna, 3 butter chickens, 2 nosy in-laws, and a totally insufficient dowry.
Ken!
Yes?
Did you bring your holiday spirit with you?
I think I left it at the mall.
Because we're back by popular demand.
Really?
Popular demand being defined as the Lady C, the Lady P, and our two cats here.
Yeah, okay.
This is the first day of the 12 days of, I know you call them Christmas, we don't. For a third straight year, we're going to try this. The announcer says, this is You Can't Make It Up's 12 Days of Dumb.
This is
the kind of crap people always try to lay on me. It's not my fault.
CNN.
Let's hire that announcer.
Yeah. This is Wednesday, December 14th, otherwise known as a Partridge in a Pear Tree Day.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you so inclined, if your palate will do this for you first thing in the morning, it is also National Bouillabaisse Day.
Not to be confused with ESPN's National Booyah Day.
Why did I know you were going to say that? This show originates at 2, the number 2, kenscomedy.com. You can also hear us daily over at 1111radio.com, the voice of veterans. Mm-hmm. Check our listings for times and yada, yada, yada. So anyway, the two Kens are here through the next, well, nearly a fortnight. Stress-filled
right.
days not, for you. I'm sorry?
Yeah, we're not going to sleep. For the next 2 weeks and change. Good Lord.
And why we are doing this is to give you timely advice, unique gift ideas designed to the stupidity of the holidays. We're going to magnify it for you.
Okay. I think we can do that. We can help you laugh at it.
Coming up, my partner here has a hot tip for those of you expecting out-of-town guests this holiday season, right?
Yeah, I got a hotel chain that says, lie to them.
Why not?
And they have a promotion to encourage you to do so.
Why should Christmas be any different?
Driving home like every year, Christmas spirit in the air. I pull over at the coffee place.
Christmas crush, I'm lost in your eyes. You really took me all by surprise.
Her name is Nicole Keel, and she's an artist and musician who is currently touring the world, get ready for it, as Rihanna's backup singer.
Not a bad gig.
No, not a bad gig at all. She says she's in love with Christmas, and she made it her goal to record her own holiday album. I would say mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and very well done.
That is Christmas Crush, Nicole Keel. This is day one of our 12 Days of Dumb, and my friend here was telling us earlier that there's a hotel chain out there that says you should lie to the people who are coming in to stay with you.
Yes, and they're encouraging you. Now, you and I have talked about this before, about that dilemma that everybody has. Well, you know, what do you do if relatives insist on coming in from out of town to stay with you, you know, whether it's for the holidays or a wedding or anything, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you're like me, and I think you are, the last thing you want is to have house guests, right?
Yes.
Especially those annoying relatives.
I don't want them at the holidays or any other time.
Which, by the way, in our case is redundant. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm antisocial anyways.
So how do you tell family members that, no, I don't want you to stay with us? I mean, you can't just come out and say that.
Well, why not?
You?
I've done
well,
it. I've done it.
Well, then you're a little crasher than I am. Well, fortunately, there's some help on the way. There's a hotel chain called Cambria Suites. And their division of Choice Hotels. And they offer a suggestion, which usually works, which is lie to the folks.
Okay.
Now, they even did a research study about this. And they found that about 1 in 3 American adults have lied to relatives in the past to avoid having them as house guests during the holidays.
No, not in America.
No. I would have thought the number would be higher, frankly.
Yeah, me too. 100%.
But and according to their study, now here are some of the more popular excuses that people have used to get rid of the guests and keep them away over the holidays. Things like, well, we're actually going to be out of town ourselves. Or
we're coming to your house.
Our kids have the flu. We wouldn't want you to get that.
Sure.
Or we're doing a lot of renovations and, you know, the guest room's a total mess. You don't really want to sleep there. You know, stuff like that, right? Tell me you've used some of those.
No, we're going through a messy divorce. You don't really want to be here.
You know, the problem is some of them do when they hear that. Well, as mundane as those excuses are, we think that you can do a lot better, and so does Cambria Suites. And they have come up with a promotion. I like it. They're calling it Little White Holiday Lies. And they will actually reward you for being creative liars. All you have to do is go on their Facebook page, tell them your little white lie that you've used or plan to use with your relatives to keep them out of your house. And Cambria Suites will reward the most creative and original white lie with a grand prize, a $500 Choice Hotels gift card, good at any one of their hotels, and a $1,000 Visa gift card to help you pay for your holiday shopping.
Wow.
I think that's worth making something up to keep annoying relatives away, don't you?
That's the temptation angel on my shoulder going, go ahead, lie, do it. It's worth it.
I mean, I understand that making that stuff up, well, that's kind of against the culture of our show. You can't make it up. But you know what? I'd still do it, and my conscience would be perfectly clear.
And in a best case scenario, there's a Cambria Suites just down the street from your house.
No,
friends to stay there.
No, I did some research. There's nothing within 500 miles of me.
The nearest place is what used to be known as Bombay.
Ah, yeah. Tell you, we have always put them up at hotels if they come in.
That gives you an idea what we're going to be doing for the next 13 days.
Yes. We will have you and your family so estranged, you will never have this problem again.
And then when you tell them next year you're going through a messy divorce, you will be.
You know what? Tell them you're going to stay with them. Let's see how fast they move.
We will be back tomorrow, Ken and I, with our second day of dumb.
We will.
A holiday icon and a kid's favorite is busted in a very public way. And a whole town is, well, you have to hear the story because there are two sides to it.
Oh, sure.
That's Thursday right here on Two Ken's Comedy, You Can't Make It Up, and our 12 Days of Dumb. On our way out, performing over 200 shows a year between his band, his trio, and his duo ensembles, Don Campbell splits his time between home studios right up here in Cape Elizabeth, Maine, and Nashville. Campbell and his band have opened for, and again, wait for it, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, Randy Travis, Willie Nelson, America, and Three Dog Night, many other country rock folk greats too. So Don Campbell, he's the real deal, and he's got some more sounds of the season. This is Christmas Lights, a song that came to him from a dream and was written and recorded in just a matter of hours. Ken and I will see you tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
The sun will be going down. I'll make my way home. Driving in my icy car, listening to the sounds on the radio.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2kenscomedy.com.
And I'm wondering what would my song say if the whole world could hear me sing. Show me those Christmas lights, set this whole town alive. Let them sparkle, let them twinkle, let them drive out the darkest night. Let your whole spirit glow, cast a Christmas shadow on the snow. Let the lights upon these streets remind someone peace can find its way home. Christmas trees, but it sits back in the dark behind a sign that says for lease. But I've got memories of the Christmases that used to be so real, they keep me warm as my wheels spin along this icy street. Show me those Christmas lights, set this whole town alight. Let them sparkle, let them twinkle, let them drive out the darkest night. Let your whole spirit glow, cast a Christmas shadow on the snow. Let the lights upon these streets remind someone peace can find its way home. And how they dazzle up the town, I'm just a kid again. Guess they'll soon be taken down right when the season ends. But they're like old friends I'm glad I get to see again. Gonna welcome them back home again. Show me those Christmas lights, set this whole town alight. Let them sparkle, let them twinkle, let them drive out the darkest night. Let your whole spirit glow, cast a Christmas shadow on the snow. Let the lights upon these streets remind someone peace can find its way home.